The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, March 28, 2022. The Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez expects the demand for the end the unjust economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States against Cuba to grow internationally. After a year of international solidarity caravans to demand the end of the coercive measure, the love bridges with Cuba are multiplying around the world, the minister said in a message posted on the social network Twitter. He added that this Sunday, the call to cease the blockade is being felt, a global outcry that grows in the face of injustice. This Sunday, several cities in the United States and other countries joined in another day of global action against this inhumane policy that has threatened the well-being of the Cuban people for more than six decades. The creators of the Cuban anti-COVID-19 vaccine Soberana 1, Soberana 2, Abdala and Mambisa have been awarded the gold medal for inventors conferred by the World Intellectual Property Organization. The presentation will be made in the Cuban capital by the Director General of the said United Nations organization, Darren Tang, who is in Havana at the head of a delegation, according to statements from authorized sources. As revealed by the General Director of the Cuban Office of Industrial Property, Maria de Los Angeles Sanchez, it is a recognition of scientists for their contributions to national economic and technological development. To date, Cuba is worthy of a dozen of these awards for obtaining products such as Everpro P and anti-CD6 monoclonal antibodies, among others. Vietnam and Cuba carried out in Hanoi an optimistic assessment of their cooperation and investment possibilities in this field. Cuban construction minister René Mesa reviewed the projects under implementation or planning in the island with Vietnamese participation and the steps being taken to solve technical and administrative difficulties such as material supplies and payments to workers. Mesa added that amid the process of updating the national economic model and the COVID-19 pandemic, Cuba had changes that are advisable to review the memorandum signed by both ministries, but in a positive sense, to speed up its fulfillment. Vietnamese Construction Minister Nguyen Tan Nhi pointed out that the joint work in the sector is fundamental because it is a benchmark for bilateral collaboration and it can stimulate investments by Vietnamese companies in several fields, as well as the entry of companies from other nations into the island. And in the international agenda, we have that Venezuela recorded this Monday a notable decrease in the number of COVID-19 contagions, with only 1,700 active cases nationwide, official sources reported. On Sunday, Venezuelan health authorities only reported 39 people infected with the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, Minister of Communication and Information Freddy Ñáñez wrote on his Twitter account. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the South American nation has accumulated 520,113 contagions and 512,734 recovered patients, accounting for 98.58% of all cases. In view of the sustained decrease in the propagation rates of COVID-19, President Nicolas Maduro announced the normalization of face-to-face classes in all educational centers of the country as of this Monday. Meanwhile, the executive secretary of ALBA TCP, Sasha Llorente, acknowledged the role of media such as Prensa Latina and Telesur in the fight against media aggression on countries of the integrationist bloc. Llorente stated this during a visit to Prensa Latina main office in Havana, where he underlined the vitality and validity of the Bolivarian Alternative for the Peoples of our America People's Trade Agreement, ALBA TCP. In a meeting with the chairman of Prensa Latina, Luis Enrique González, the former Bolivian minister and former diplomat denounced the punitive policies and the media warfare against Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and his own country, in which, he said, disinformation prevails, driven by the United States government. He praised the role played by the Black in confronting COVID-19, and in particular, Cuba's effort to help other nations and share its vaccines. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.